Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of the key demographic of 18 to 49, it's time for your main event, Wrestling with Mark!
Majestic. Having or showing impressive beauty or scale.
The CEO is all elite, and there is probably no better word than elite for the return of Mercedes Moné to American professional wrestling. Rumours have been rife for months now since her departure from New Japan Pro Wrestling, but on Wednesday night in the Boston Garden, those rumours became reality. As Renee Moxley-Good was introducing the show, a rather fancy car pulled up, and as we shot to the arena, out she came to a standing ovation. What a crowd. Now, I must confess, I'm rather new to AEW. I've always been a WWE guy with an open mind, but the news of Sting's last match, the debut of both British star Will Ospreay and Japanese star Okada, and now the return of Mercedes Moné, is all too much to ignore. I've signed myself up to Thriller TV so I can watch on demand. It's much easier than before with ITV. I'm quite excited about it all, to be honest. Now, what I really liked about Mercedes' promo was that you didn't have to know who she is. She told us all about her history and vaguely what she intends to do. I found this pretty refreshing, to be honest. You don't see many stars being so unpresumptive. Although it was clear by the reaction she got, everybody knew exactly who the CEO was. Mercedes has an aura. She is a star. She acts like a star. She looks like a star. I can only describe her return as majestic, and I can't wait to see her back in action. As for AEW as a whole, I've been following results and news now for a long time, but I think perhaps I've been listening to Jim Cornette's take on everything for far too long. There is, of course, though, one big difference between WWE and AEW that is noticeable from the outset. AEW seems to be more progressive with its move sets, a lot like the indies, and there seems to be more wrestling per show than, say, Raw and SmackDown. However, in my short time of watching, these guys and girls, mainly the guys, don't sell much. Take the match between Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher on a recent episode of Dynamite. Don't get me wrong, it was visually stunning, but you really have to suspend the belief to the max. Some of the moves that these guys were jumping up from should be the kind of physical trauma that would put you in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. I know that's wrestling in general, but surely more than 10 seconds of recovery time would help me to think, shit, maybe he's really hurt. On the other hand, the fast pace and not knowing how far these guys will take it makes for compelling watching. Take Darby Allin and Sting versus the Young Bucks. The glass stunt was incredible. Not so great for anyone in the immediate vicinity, but incredible nevertheless. This is must-see stuff for anyone who is a fan of the more hardcore style. Not quite Mick Foley pre-WWE days, but still crazy shit. Plus, as much as I love Mick, I don't really want to see anybody wrestling with explosives in the ring. Health and safety might have something to say about that. I have to say, the future looks pretty good for AEW, and I'll keep watching. Kevin used to go on about it all the time, and I'm not going to say he was right, because to be honest, his rant and tribalism were getting insufferable. But there may be more to AEW than I've previously given them credit for. When I was a kid, 5 years old, if I remember correctly, wrestling was my world. And like today, with all the apps and subscriptions available, wrestling was hard to come by. Unless you had Sky TV, which I didn't. Until that is when ITV bought the rights to air an hour a week of WCW wrestling. It was a colourful but not quite as large scale version of the WWF, which had its own larger than life stars such as Dustin Rhodes, Barry Windham, Cactus Jack, Rick Rude, Big Van Vader, Stunning Steve Austin, Brian Pillman. The list goes on, of course, but the standout hero, WCW's Hulk Hogan, if you will, was, of course, Sting. Fast forward 25 years and that man, the icon Sting, has finally called it a day after what can be described as nothing but a remarkable career. Whilst, again, always being a WWE guy, I didn't follow his career closely. I've nothing but respect for Sting. Once WCW left our screens in the mid-90s, I lost track of him until the Monday Night Wars, when he and many other superstars that I'd previously liked became the enemy. Most of my friends at the time were WCW guys, and their disrespect for the likes of Stone Cold and The Rock turned me into a fully fledged tribalist, or at least for a short time. I have always admired that Sting refused to jump to WWE when WCW met its demise, and always followed the news I heard from TNA, until finally he bit the bullet and moved to the WWE, albeit briefly. WWE wasted an opportunity to cash in on one of the greats, and it wasn't until AEW came along that I believe Sting finally got the chance to solidify his career as a legend and get the send-off he deserved. Sting will surely be missed, and on behalf of the Wrestling Action Team, we say, thank you, Sting. Now, if you were a casual fan of WWE, you could be forgiven for thinking that it has become all talk and no action. At least when it comes to the Rock / Bloodline versus Cody / Seth saga. Don't get me wrong, some of the promos have been great, and I'm sure it's all essential for the big fight feel. But I'm impatient and I want to see this all now. The war of words is getting a little tiresome. With 24 days left to go, I almost want to go to sleep and wake up just for the big day. That being said, there is still a whole lot of show left to fill. So today, I'm going to go through everything else that we know and what we don't know yet. One thing that seems clear with the WWE titles is it's not what bout they have, it's who has it. Much like in the case with Roman's title versus Seth's. This also seems to transpose onto the women's division. There seems to be a lot more emphasis on Rhea's title than Io Sky's. Now we know that Io Sky will face off against the Royal Rumble winner Bayley, but I feel this contest doesn't have anywhere near as much hype as it deserves. I think Bayley has been a standout star in this damage control storyline, and I feel there is more to come. If the beatdowns continue, are we likely to see anyone come to the aid of Bayley? We saw hints of this the other day when Bianca Belair and Naomi seemed to be having different opinions regarding Bayley's fate. I've always been a fan of so-called run-ins, when another, sometimes unlikely star comes to an aid of one of your favourites. But is this where WWE are going? We know that Bayley and Naomi are real-life friends, so could this play in? You could also consider a lone wolf approach. For example, Stone Cold Steve Austin during the Attitude Era, nobody helped him, and he still prevailed against all the odds. At this stage, I'm not sure where this storyline is going. With Dakota at the helm of Damage Control, there could be more length in the rivalry after WrestleMania. Liv Morgan fans are still mad that she won't be facing Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. She had a match on the most recent Raw with Becky Lynch and lost, so I'm guessing that rules out a three-way/four-way, and to be honest, I'm grateful for that. I personally want to see a one-on-one contest, and I'll be honest, I imagine that Rhea will win. I like Becky Lynch a lot. She's an awesome talent, but I can't see her winning against Rhea. What I am sure about is those two pros will put on one hell of a show, and that is what WrestleMania is all about. As for the rest of the WWE Women's Division, we still don't know what Bianca is doing. Same with Naomi and Nia Jax, to name just a few. We should at least expect Bianca Belair to have a match in some form, as she's been part of the WrestleMania promotional features so far. But no word what her involvement might be. I want to see WWE introduce a Women's Intercontinental Championship, or equivalent, sometime soon. What better time than WrestleMania 40? There are a lot of great women stars and only two singles titles. If I had to book it, I'd give it to Natalia to start off and go from there. Fingers crossed, we will see something along these lines very soon. Of course, we also have our tag team champions, the Kabuki Warriors. Will they defend the titles at Mania? Or will it be demoted to the pre-show card like at Elimination Chamber? They need some solid challengers, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this will play out. On the men's side of WWE, we already know who's fighting for the main belts. And now we know who will be challenging for Gunther's Intercontinental title, none other than my boy Sami Zayn. I love Sami, but his win over Chad Gable on Raw has left fans divided yet again, with the emergence of the hashtag #WeWantGable movement. It's a tough one, because I feel that both men deserve the spotlight at the big show, but for now it's Sami's time to shine. It does seem a little odd that WWE have released promos of Gable talking about his goal to win the belt, so maybe plans aren't as final as we are led to believe. Others without matches booked are Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton, to name but a few, but there is still plenty of opportunity left for the stars to claim their spot at the big event. I can almost imagine a three-way between the four mentioned for the US title. I'm guessing we might find out more on SmackDown, either tomorrow or in the coming weeks. And finally, the WWE have announced there is going to be a tag team six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. The Judgment Day will be defending the belts against five of the teams yet to be named. Perhaps the Alpha Academy could be up for this one, and I'm looking forward to finding out. That's it for now. Only 24 days to go. And guess what? I've got over 1,000 followers on Twitter, and you could be one. Follow me on Twitter at WrestlingWMark and join the conversation. If you're a wrestling fan, I will 100% follow you back. Also, If you enjoyed this, please leave me a 5-star rating or equivalent on whatever platform you're listening to. It will really help me out. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Wrestling with Mark. Brought to you by Mr. Fisher Productions.